When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Here on the line on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop with Zaire Franklin, linebacker commit to the Syracuse University Orange football program. Knew where he was going a long time ago, came up for a visit, share some time with some recruits still looking to figure out where they will be going, and back on the show here on Wake Up Call, and let's welcome him back. Zaire, how you doing? I'm doing well, and first and foremost, what came into your decision to want to be on campus this past weekend when all of these recruits were up? I mean, what made you want to come back and be a part of that?
I was going to come originally for the North Carolina game or the Duke game at the beginning of the season. I chose what I was going to come for in July at the beginning of the season. Those are the games that stood out the most, but I couldn't go North Carolina week because I had exams first, and I didn't want to wait that long to go to Duke. So I just say I was a Pitt, and Pitt was a school that recruited me a lot too. So I thought it'd be fun to go against go to my official against them, and it ended up being the top 25 game. So I guess that's really good.
Yeah, I guess you chose a good game there, 30,000-plus fans. What was it like for you to be inside the Carrier Dome in that type of experience? You know, you've been up to Syracuse before, but to be in Syracuse for that game, to hear that crowd, what was that like for you?
It was crazy. You know, 35,000 people there. It's crazy. It's a lot of people. The atmosphere is crazy. I know everybody loves it.
Now, when you get to go there and you had your opportunity to hang out with some of these recruits that still haven't decided where they were going to go, what was that experience like for you? I mean, do you consider yourself a recruiter? Are you trying to get all these guys to come with you?
Yeah, I talked to a lot of these guys about coming to, you know, school, especially Juwan and Zeke. I was hashing off busy with Zeke and Denzel, trying to get them, you know, tell, you know, all the good points about Syracuse. I think Syracuse is a good fit for half, for most of them anyway. I think, you know, I don't really consider myself a recruiter, but, you know, anything I can do to help out the coaches, help out the university, I'm going to definitely do.
Now, I want to start with Juwan Dells. You said that specifically Juwan you tried to help out. What was it about him that kind of drew you to him and wanting to help him?
Because I'm just no kind of good player. You know, I watch the tape, and he's a good ball. I know he's coming from probably one of the best programs in the country, so, you know, you definitely need good players like that. And I know he was good friends with Steve and Alan, so I think we got a good shot at him.
Now, when you have that experience and you talk with him, what kind of was going back and forth? I mean, you decided you're coming to Syracuse. He's still trying to figure out where he's going. He had a visit with Rutgers before coming to Syracuse, a lot going on his end. What's the conversation like with a guy like Juwan? I mean, what do you sit down and talk with him about?
I know Juwan's a sports management major. Well, he wants to be. And we got the number one school in the country. And, you know, it really don't get any better in Syracuse, regardless of where you go. And if you want to look at it from a football standpoint, you know, program on the rise and just need big-time players like himself. And, you know, and then, you know, socially, I mean, Syracuse is one of the best schools out there, too. So I think he can get it from all three standpoints.
How does a guy like Juwan respond to you? I mean, when you're sitting here and talking to him about all that, how was the feedback? Was he positive toward you?
Yeah, Juwan's a good dude. And like I said, I think his relationship with Allen helped a lot, just, you know, and him, you know, Eskridge and a lot of those other Miami boys, like Richie's there too. I think we have a good shot at it.
Now, one of the guys that did make the decision on the visit to come to Syracuse, Trayvon Prater, how involved were you with him? Did you get to talk to him at all? I mean, he's the one guy that did commit after his visit with Syracuse. So what's your relationship like with him, and did he ask you about anything?
Yeah, Trayvon's a man. I think at one point Trayvon asked me what I thought about why I made the decision. I told him a straight honest answer, and I talked to him a little bit. Well, Trayvon was a good dude. He's funny, so Trayvon's a man, though. I talked to him a little bit. I saw him right after he committed, because once he got
Now, you're not the first person that told me that Trayvon's a pretty funny guy. Zeke Rodney said the same thing. What makes you say that about Trayvon? What makes him so funny? Now, you get a guy like him, and you said that you told him the reasons why you committed, why you wanted to come to Syracuse. What did you share with him? What did you tell him were your reasons for coming?
You know, I just told him basically, you know, everything I said about Juwan, about how, you know, it was a great program, you know, how the academic side, you know, equals out, you know, the athletic side, you know, just how great a time you had, you know, socially, you know, academically, and, you know, on the football field.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
Now, looking at you being there and you getting the time to spend with all these guys, A.J. Long had spoken with me prior to everyone coming on to the visit and said, you know, Dan, I consider myself an ambassador for this class, that you want to be able to get here early, help them out. He said the same thing about Corey Cooper, who's on campus now. You're one of the early commits. Do you consider yourself an ambassador to the class as well, even though you're not on campus yet? Now, in your position, Zaire, being a linebacker, one of the guys the last time you and I talked, Jason Kabinda, had been committed to Syracuse. He decided to go to Penn State, changed his mind. Does that affect you at all? I mean, does it affect you personally as far as the fact that you had built a relationship and all you guys really kept in touch? When you found out Jason wasn't coming, how did that affect you?
Well, I talked to Jason and Payne. I committed. That was the first time I talked to him. He reached out to me. He said, Coach Lee, he said a lot of things about me. He said he wants to get to know me. And, you know, I talked to Jason before he even, me and Jason, we drove up to Syracuse to get a joint. Jason's going to be my roommate. So, you know, mean, it didn't really affect me personally, you know, but at the same time, he was a good friend. And, you know, it wasn't great to go to school and play with him, but at the same time, of course, I know school even really hurt or, you know, helped my development. You know, I'm still, you know, on here, you know, how whether I succeed or fail in college, playing on or off the football field. So, I mean, as much as I want him to come with us, but, you know, he has to do his best for him. You know, his most heartfelt is still one of my good friends. So, I hope he sees up his feet.
Now, you said, you know, after Bill O'Brien decided to leave, that you had talked to Jason. Was there ever any hope that you would maybe get to play together again?
I mean, yeah. I was, at that point in time, he wasn't really sure what he wanted to do. You know, as far as the you know, Penn State program, you know, what they were going, the direction they were going was up in there. But, you know, he talked to me and said, you know, maybe he said, you know, he never gave me any definite answers. And, you know, he always kept it real with me, the same way I always kept it real with him. And he was just like, you know, when I texted him, I was like, you know, what's going on? And this is before he even hired James Franklin. He was like, you know, I made a mistake. He was just like, all right, you know, good luck, you know. He's still my good friend. It doesn't really make a difference whether he's at Penn State or Syracuse.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
So as you go forward here, Zaire, with the guys that are coming, the guys that you do know, as far as building your relationship with some of these early commits, with a guy like Naz Howard, what type of relationship do you have with him, and how does that grow? Because Naz was also there with you recently this past weekend. So how is your relationship with him, and knowing that he has that potential to switch to the defensive side, what's your relationship like there?
Naz, my man. He always stutter, and he probably has a funny Twitter out there. But, you know, Nas is a good dude. You know, I've been cool with him. Like I said, we were one of the first three commits. And, you know, I met him on spring game, you know, when it was just him and AJ. And then, you know, I decided to jump on the boat because, you know, he's a good guy. You know, I got a good relationship with him.
When you look at this entire class in general, how would you describe it right now? There's a lot of guys in the secondary that have verbally committed. There's obviously more than one linebacker that's committed for your position. The defensive line, potentially, there could be somebody coming in. Offensive line could be coming in. Two quarterbacks, potentially a wide receiver, a running back, and Irv Phillips. What can you say about the class so far, how it's been coming together?
I think it just feels out a lot. two quarterbacks that helps out in the defense, you know. We need a D-line, so hopefully Zeke can come through. And I feel like we just, all our commits can just come in and help right away.
Come out to Pole Position Raceway, the premier indoor electric karting experience. Open 7 days a week, their quarter-mile-long European-style track, located on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York, is home to the fastest electric karts in North America, with speeds up to 45 miles per hour. Arrive and drive any day, Monday through Sunday. Pole Position Raceway is also available for group events. From kids' birthday parties to corporate events, they will provide an authentic, exhilarating, and safe racing experience your guests will never forget. For more information, visit polepositionraceway.com or stop in today on the third floor of Destiny USA in Syracuse, New York. Pole Position Raceway, built by racers for racers.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Rack 'em up for the perfect sport to play in any weather. Salt City Billiards in North Syracuse, located on Brewerton Road, minutes from Interstate 81, has been the home of a dozen pool tables featuring some of your best shots and memories for years. Cue it up at Salt City Billiards any day of the week. And make sure you're there with me, Dan Totora, for on-call nights every single Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., where you'll rack them up as many times as you want for just $5. Also, Bud and Bud Light specials, and we can talk about sports. That's on-call nights Thursdays at Salt City Billiards, where you can grab a drink, get something to eat, and dive into the pool no matter what the season. Salt City Billiards, minutes from Interstate 81 on Brewerton Road in North Syracuse.
A lot of things happen between the time that you committed, you look back at the spring game time to now, and teams don't stop calling, coaches don't stop trying. How have you been able to kind of weather the storm of choosing so early where you wanted to go and then staying committed to that school? How have you weathered that storm?
When I was committed, I just thought about, before I even committed, I thought about, you know, is there any other school that they offer me to take? The day I was committed, it wasn't another school, so, you know, really regardless of whatever school that came in contact with me, whether it was the North Carolina or the Clemson or whatever, it didn't really matter because I didn't want to go to any of those schools.
And as you go forward and as you get ready for National Signing Day, what's it going to be like for you to finally have that moment? I mean, I've gotten to talk to players before, high school players, while they're faxing in their letter, signing that letter right after they did it. It's obviously a big moment that I've seen people be able to enjoy. How will you be enjoying National Signing Day? What are you going to be doing? And kind of bring me through what that day is going to be like for you.
Well, I'm not really sure. What I'm going to do, I got to talk to my AD about it, so I don't really know what they do about it. I know we had a couple of signing days in my school, the really big lacrosse and, you know, track, and we had a basketball kid last year, so they're really big on that, but they never had a real high major Division I football player, so I'm not exactly sure about that, but it's going to be a good day.
So what's that like for you? I mean, you said you don't know exactly what it's going to be like, but that typically they're not getting the high-profile type of football recruit coming out of there. So to be the first one potentially to do this, what's that going to be like for you? Is that an honor for you in any way?
I mean, you know, it's going to be a culmination of everything I really worked for, you know, everything I was prepared for throughout my life, all my parents and everything. So, you know, it's going to be a good day. Regardless, I mean, being the first, I mean, it's a big deal, but to me, I mean, it doesn't matter because I know I'm going to be the last, so that's all that matters.
And I know that you had went out on social media and talked about the fact of going back to Pennsylvania and wanting to go to Syracuse immediately and then having to come back and be where you are right now. How is it being there? I mean, is this a place that you're trying to put behind you already and go to Syracuse? Is there something positive that you're enjoying in Pennsylvania? What's life like for you in Pennsylvania right now while you wait until the day that you get to come to Syracuse?
Right now, I'm just preparing for my visit. It's not really that I don't like it here. It's just that, you know, I grew up here. I don't know any other place in Philly, you know. But at the same time, I'm just ready to move on to the next chapter of my life. I'm like, and I think, you know, I just can't, you know, be, you know, I get like a little antsy just waiting and anticipating, you know, what this is going to be like to be finally be up there for good.
And when you finally are on campus, Zaire, what's that going to be like to you? What's that going to mean for you? Like you said, high school-wise, it's a culmination of all the hard work that you've done, and I can imagine that going to college is going to be a similar type of feel. But if you can fast forward to that day, what's that day going to be like for you that you can finally step onto Syracuse's campus and you're not visiting anymore, that's your home? And lastly with you, Zaire, if you can describe yourself to everybody. You know, we've talked about football and what you're hoping to do, what this class looks like and whatnot, but to look at you as a person, as a human being overall, how would you describe yourself to someone who never met you, never knew you, and wanted to know who Zaire Franklin is? What would you say? And having those losses of your mother and your grandmother, how have you been able to handle that and to move forward in your life and stay positive? How have you kind of weathered that storm, which, I mean, I'm sorry for both of your losses. How have you been able to move forward? I definitely hope that, you know, you, as far as going forward, keep fighting for that. And you know, as far as the lasting words that they've left with you, I'm sure that your mother and your grandmother gave you advice along the way. And what's something that always sticks with you that maybe they both helped you to see? Well, as you work toward that destiny, I definitely look forward to talking with you and having you back on the show again, Zaire. And thank you for all the time that you've taken out. And I really, truly hope that you appreciate all this time that you got going up to Syracuse and from there. And like I said, I'm sorry for both of your losses, but I do appreciate the type of guy that you are. And thanks for coming on to the show.
No, thank you. Thanks, man.
I want to give a special thanks once again to Zaire Franklin, linebacker out of LaSalle College High School in Windmore, Pennsylvania, in that incoming class of 2014, and being one of the guys that was on board with Syracuse very, very early. And as you heard here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, that Zaire was just ready, done. Once he had found the school that he wanted to go to, that being Syracuse, did not want to be a part of recruiting anymore, and now moves forward, and in just a little while will be on campus at Syracuse University. Had the opportunity to be on campus with some of the recruits who have since committed to Syracuse University, and now is just a few steps away of realizing one of his goals of being able to play college football at that high level in the NCAA. And so I appreciate him coming on to the show, and I'd also like to give a special thanks to Pole Position Raceway in Syracuse that you need to go out and see on the third floor of Destiny USA. Also, Carvel DeWitt, my longest standing partner. I truly appreciate everything that they do. The Wake Up Call Sunday, you got to get out there and try it. And for a limited time, soft serve mint ice cream during this winter season. So don't let the cold weather fool you. That same famous, phenomenal taste of Carvel is at Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, the longest standing Carvel franchise in the United States of America. Different from any other Carvel down the road, different from a Carvel across the country, because Jay Cartini and his team are just positive, different in a good way. And that's why I've bonded with them. That's why the Wake Up Call Sunday has a home in Carvel DeWitt. And that's why I always implore you to get your ice cream cake, get your flying saucer, your original sundae, whatever it may be, the shake that you love, to go to Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street, right at the end of Erie Boulevard, across from Tops in that plaza. Don't miss out. And for Salt City Billiards, who are making changes toward an even bigger, brighter future. If you've never played pool before, you definitely have to go check it out. With the food that they have and the drinks available, you could sit there, have a beer, have a soda, and relax, get a nice meal, and shoot pool. And it just really is. It's a relaxing, fun time. For those people that like sports, but you want to be able to kind of I mean, think about it. What sport can you hang out, play, not watch, hang out and play the sport, and at the same time have something to eat, have good conversation and a drink? Salt City Billiards makes that available to you every single day of the week. They're open late, so you don't have to worry about if you're getting out of work late, whatever that may be. Make sure you stop over. I'm there every Thursday night for on-call night from 7 to 9 p.m., so come over, say hi, talk sports. Go up against me in a game of pool, whatever you'd like to do, right there at Salt City Billiards, 3707 Brewerton Road, just off of 81. Once again, 3707 Brewerton Road in Syracuse. And I also want to put out a special thanks to the Syracuse Silver Knights, who I've been partnered with since the moment that they came into Syracuse, New York. One of the best teams in indoor soccer, and for the MISL League, Major Indoor Soccer League, that is the highest level of competition for indoor soccer in America. You have a professional franchise, Central New York, right in the center of downtown. Don't miss out. Get out to the game. Support this team, a team that has been leading the standings nationally and has had more than one player in the top 10 scorers in the country during this season, and plenty of games coming up. Seven of their last 11 games will be at home in the War Memorial, downtown Syracuse. Don't miss out. You can get all the information on the Syracuse Silver Knights, exclusive interviews, video of past games, every opponent that they go up against, and the virtual fan experience where the players talk to you, all of that and more on the Knights on Call page of wakeupcalldt.com that you can find by going to the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, clicking on more, and scrolling down to Knights on Call. So don't miss out on that. And I would like to thank dreisigapparel.com. That's DREISSIG apparel.com for providing my business with everything that we need to be professional, help out the fans, get ready for a walk if we're going to help breast cancer with the pink Wake Up Call with Dansetora shirts, which I'm looking forward to doing in the bright future of Dansetora Broadcast Media. So many different things I'm doing with my company, and you want to look good. You want to have a good image because your logo precedes you. the image of what you put out there, how professional you look when you're out there, that precedes you from the people that you're never going to talk to. When I go out to a Syracuse game and I'm there in the Carrier Dome sitting down and I'm wearing my Dreisig apparel polo for Wake Up Call with Dan Satora, how that looks is what coaches are going to see, players, fans, colleagues, friends, family, they're going to see that. And Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Apparel.com, has helped me to look professional, to be, feel comfortable, and to enjoy what I'm doing. They have helped me move forward with my company, and they can help your team, your company, or just you personally with your business. If you have an event going on, doing something in the community, whatever it may be, Dreisig Apparel is the place to go to make sure that your message, your branding, your image is positive, strong, and what you're hoping for. Dreisig Apparel, Dreisig Apparel.com. Trust their professionals today by going to DreisigApparel.com. And also with Dreisig, DreisigLady.com, Dreisig Lady.com. That is where everyone, all of my female listeners, make sure you head there. And for all you guys listening, looking for a gift for that special someone, whether it be a fiance, girlfriend, wife, or if you're looking for your daughter, your mother, your grandmother, your best friend, whoever it may be, DreisigLady.com, fit for every woman, has the bamboo line comfort fit, has the athletic fit for when you're out running and out going to the gym, whatever you may be doing, or if you're just running around taking care of the kids, whatever it may be, DreisigLady.com is fit for any woman in any walk of life. Dreisig Lady.com. Fit your woman right now at DreisigLady.com. And FanHands.com, you should not be going to any game for any team that you appreciate. You shouldn't even be sitting in your own house cheering on your team without a pair of fan hands. They enhance your clap. The universal language of every fan, no matter what language you speak, where you're from, who your family is, how much money you make, it doesn't matter. You're a fan of something, and every single fan from every walk of life has the universal language of clapping their hands to cheer on their team. Enhance that clap. Enhance your fan experience. Enhance the good time that you already have with FanHands.com, which make the real fans stand out at every single game. FanHands.com, the ultimate fans accessory. You could get those at FanHands.com once again, FanHands.com. Thank you to all of the partners of Dan Satora Broadcast Media and all of the listeners to Dan Satora Broadcast Media. Thank you so much for tuning in. As I continue the slogan, bringing that into the show, Dan Satora Broadcast Media, where sports meets life. You're listening to Wake Up Call DT.com, and I look forward to speaking with you on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT and on Twitter at CallDT, CallDT. And also make sure to tune in to the fan line. Find out when it's open by following me on Facebook and on Twitter, the fan line, 315-5031-FAN. That's 315-503-1326. Stay tuned to the next time the fan line opens, and make sure you stay tuned right here always to WakeUpCallDT.com. God bless, and we'll be talking again very soon.